You were a House page on the House floor on December 8th, 1941, with your father, Congressman John Dingell, when you both heard President Roosevelt declare war on Japan. How well do you remember that?
That was a very, very, that was something you do not forget. It was by no means certain that we were going to win that war. The Japanese had just sunk the entire Pacific fleet of the United States. The United States was seeing all of its allies in the Pacific getting the daylights beaten out of them by the Japanese. The United States was confronting massive, massive problems in Europe. It was a terrible, terrible, terrible time. And so I'd have to say, even though I was not in the Congress while Roosevelt was there, I watched it very closely, not only through my own eyes, but also through Dad's. And I have to say, of all the presidents, the greatest that I've had any real acquaintance with was, frankly, President Roosevelt.
For decades, you wanted national health insurance in this country. In fact, you submitted a proposal for it every year from 1957 for decades. Do you feel the Affordable Care Act is subject to change, and does that concern you?
Well, the only perfect law I can recall is the Ten Commandments, and very frankly, they were written by the finger of God on a tablet of stone for Moses. It also, I have to tell you, is something which I think shows how hard it is to get legislation through. If I were to bring the Ten Commandments up in this particular Congress, I'd have serious doubts that I could get it through. I think the Affordable Care Act is going to work very well. We have now covered 8 million Americans who have no coverage. We now have seen to it that kids can stay on their parents' care program until they're 26. We also have seen to it that no longer can they kick you out of the hospital because you get sick. No longer can they deny you health care because you have a pre-existing condition. And there are all kinds of things that are in there for the benefit of patients, which is, after all, the reason for health insurance, and that is to take care of the patient as opposed to making money for the insurance company.
Your wife, Debbie, is a candidate to replace you in Congress. How do you feel about that? Are you confident she'll prevail and get elected?
Well, first of all, she's one of the smartest, nicest, most decent women I know. She's probably one of the smartest politicians I've ever met. And she's a woman who cares about Michigan, Michigan's jobs. She has no end of experience to qualify her for that elective office. And frankly, I'm looking forward to voting for her and to addressing her as Congressman Dingell.